So this month is was it last Thursday that we celebrated the Reggae?
Yes,
it was last Thursday. And in a couple of Thursdays, we're going to celebrate the Ascension. So it's amazing that this month has two such powerful events in the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. His conception, the coming of this spirit and taking the first time it took earthly form. And then it's so amazing, it's so beautiful to celebrate that. And actually, Sheikh Musafir, interesting enough, when someone asked him about astrology, said, yes, it does have application. But he said, more important even than the day of birth is the day of conception. And in the ancient times, they knew that. They would chart that. So it's great that it's, in a sense, recognized and honored in this tradition. And then his ascension, which is, so it's a beautiful, it's like a descent, the night of conception, and then the night of the ascent is, you might say, the return to essence, the return to the state of essence. The ascension is the return to the essence of the spirit of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in bodily form. In because in a certain sense we say that the spirit, of course, never leaves its place of origin, as our spirits have never left. But there is a ray of us that comes and manifests on earth and lives this life and has families and children and goes through tests and trials and goes through joys and delights. But this is all, in a certain sense, almost like a projection into an earthly realm where our spirit is still with the Beloved. But this was the journey back in bodily form, and it was such a remarkable journey, such an amazing journey that it confounds and breaks any concept of what the bodily form can do, you know. And that's why this leap of faith and trust was necessary for the companions at the time when he shared the events of his journey. They couldn't believe it. One thing was to have him as a messenger on earth of, you know, bringing good news to people, bringing warnings, bringing counsel, bringing, you know, devotional sacred forms of worship. But another is to have this being travel and go through these realms that are unimaginable by our earthly minds. But it's very important for us to know this journey and learn about it, because this is our journey of return. It's our own soul's journey. We might not experience it exactly in the way he did, but there will be aspects of it. And great Sufis and wonderful friends of God have had the return, not in body form, but in spirit, and experienced somewhat similar things. Ibn Arabi, rahmatullah alayh, had a very powerful and more than one ascension, spiritual ascension. Many saints and mystics from all traditions and all times have experienced that. So I would like to potentially print one of the versions. There are different versions, and offer to our dervishes. So inshallah, we'll see. In the meantime, we have Sheikh Noor's rendering, which is a very encapsulated form of it, and then we have in the Irshad, Muzaffar Ashqi wrote about it also, because he was, of course, totally familiar with all the traditions and accounts, and so he made a rendering of it, which is very, very beautiful and should be read. That's another place we can read it. So let's begin by entering the light of the heart and merging back into the light of our soul, our spirit. And don't let your mind attach to the sounds. They're just, let them just be there, like flowers, like swirls in the water. Just let the creation be and enter that place of eternity in yourself. And let's be the la la ilaha illallah, Allah. Instead of just say it, let's be it. Amen. Alhamdulillah. Mashallah. The Rajab is pouring down. And Allahu Akbar. Once I was sitting in, I had the blessing to sit with Sheikh Muzaffar, rahmatullah alayhi, in his apartment with Haidar Baba and with Safir Effendi, who was not the Effendi yet, but. And Effendi asked me the meaning of Subhanallah, and then I gave an answer, and the meaning of Alhamdulillah, then I gave an answer, and he seemed okay with it, you know, pretty pleased. And then he said, Allahu Akbar, and I didn't know. And he said, you know, learn what that is. So, not that I could say I know anything of what Allahu Akbar is, but I'd like to say give a few pointers. Normally we think of Allahu Akbar as always the greater than, you know, the transcendent. And in fact, earlier I translated it that way, but those were the words that came. But Allahu Akbar is also Allah who transcends, who breaks through any concept, any limitation. So the reality of God cannot be limited and is not limited. It is life itself. It is being itself. So how can we put being into any kind of mold? You know, but being is constantly manifesting. But one of the ways that escapes often people's, particularly people of religion, is that the Allahu Akbar also refers that Allah is greater than transcendence, than pure transcendence. So Allah is also all of this. This is the Allahu Akbar. And it's great because it is great, because it is itself, because it is pure beneficence, because it is pure life and pure beauty. And so Allahu Akbar. You know, it doesn't just mean greater in the sense we normally think. It means bewilderingly present, mm-hmm. more present than we imagine, more present than we normally see, closer than we even hope for. This is part of Allahu Akbar. More merciful than we dare to hope for, more forgiving, more here, more simply here. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. More unceasing, more infinitely bestowing. All of these are part of Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah.